Ain't nothing so good as cake and eating it, by Sophinisba Found. Summary. Derek thinks he's doing all right in life, with his family at his side and a job he loves. Despite his family's concern, he remains adamant that he doesn't need a mate, afraid to take the risk of letting anyone close enough to try and hurt his family again. That is, until he realizes that his true mate has been right under his nose for years, and that now, through his inaction, he may lose him. Prologue. Styles had always felt at home at the station house for as long as he could remember. To visit, and take his dad, then just a deputy, out to lunch. When his mom went back to work when he got a little older, he would stay at the station whenever there was a school closing, always demanding sips of coffee from his dad and his co-workers, so Styles could be more like them. Then, screwing up his face at the first taste, and accepting a hot chocolate instead. And when he was 8 and his mother had an aneurysm, it seemed like he spent more time there than at home. The house seemed so empty without her. And anyway, he needed to stick close to his dad and make sure nothing bad happened to him. Even when he realized that just staying glued to his father's side wouldn't actually protect him, that didn't mean it didn't make both of them feel at least a little better. Besides, he had pretty much been the station mascot since he was in diapers, always being underfoot and charming. But with an emphasis on the charming. Just always around. So even when he was 10 and something major went down, it took everyone a while to remember that, no, Styles was not supposed to be there, and shouldn't someone get him the hell out of there? Especially when they were bringing in that crazy Argent woman who had just tried to burn down the Hale place during a family reunion by seducing their 15-year-old son? And was now currently ranting and raving about werewolves and other nonsense? So while everyone was focused on the madwoman and her accomplices, Styles just made his way through the chaos of the squad room, trying to keep a lower profile than was his usual, in the hopes that everyone really would forget about him for long enough so he could find out everything that happened. Still, he was pretty sure he caught Deputy Gore giving him the side eye and decided that ducking into his dad's office until the deputy forgot about him was probably the best course of action. He just wasn't expecting anyone else to be in there. Justin and Amelia Hale, as well as their twins Laura and Derek, were clustered on and around the beat-up old couch that both Styles and his dad had slept on countless times. Mrs. Hale and Laura were seated on the couch, almost curled around each other, and had obviously been crying earlier, a few smears of streaked makeup still around their eyes. Mr. Hale looked grim standing to the side and was holding his wife's hand so tight Styles almost swore he saw a drop of blood drip down one of her long fingernails. Derek looked like he wanted to die. "Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Hale, and everyone," Styles said awkwardly, completely unsure of what to say or do. For the first time in his life, he felt a modicum of sympathy for the people who had given him ham-handed condolences when his mother died. "Hello, Styles, is it? You're the sheriff's son?" Mrs. Hale asked softly, prompting a jerky affirmative nod from Styles. "I'm real sorry. I didn't know anyone was in here. I can go. Or I can get my dad. Or I can show you where I hid the good cookies so I can find them, but my dad couldn't. Or if you don't want cookies, I think we have some Hawaiian punch in the fridge. Or anything, you know, that I can help you with." Styles babbled on with a thought somewhere back in his mind that when people were guests, you offered them refreshments. And his dad's office was kind of like his office, so... "I think we're all fine. Thank you, Styles," Mrs. Hale spoke up, interrupting his thoughts, a bemused smile erasing some of the tension from her face. Laura was looking at him like he was some sort of bizarre science experiment. And it even looked like Mr. Hale had relaxed his grip ever so slightly on his wife's hand. Derek's expression hadn't changed at all. Something about the look on the older boy's face just went right through Styles's heart, making his chest hurt. He wanted to fix it. No one should look like they hurt that much. Styles knew that from experience. His feet seemed to move of their own until Styles somehow found himself sitting next to Derek on the couch. And well, once he was there, the next logical thing seemed to be to wrap the teen up in a hug. He heard what sounded like Laura let out a small gasp. Derek didn't say anything. Styles wasn't sure if it would be as effective as his dad's hugs, especially since his arms seemed so small and puny circled around Derek, instead of big and secure like his dad's. But at least Derek didn't push him away yet. "I know that someone tried to do something bad to your family, and really bad to you. I don't know or understand all of it, but I know it must be really scary. But you should feel better, because my dad is in charge out there right now, and he doesn't let criminals get away with anything. He's the best, because he'll take that lady and lock her up and find all the evidence to make sure they never let her out. He protects everyone he can, and believe me, I know he'll protect you." Stiles felt a tear slide down his face and was embarrassed to be crying in front of people he barely knew for no reason. He wasn't the one whose house almost got burned down after all. But as he made a move to disengage from Derek, the teen suddenly shifted and wrapped his arms around Stiles. "Okay," Derek whispered. "I believe you."